Well, it was definitely good to give the locker room a facelift, as Coach Hope called it. But it looks nice, and the guys that have renovated it have done a really nice job, and everything should be ready now for summer camp.
Has there ever been a desire on you to have a single-digit number? That seems to be the rage with a lot of players.
I always wanted the number 11, and I always wanted the number 9. I don't know why. I just always have liked those numbers, but I got 94 my freshman year, and my parents bought 90 replica jerseys of 94, and they were like, "Oh, we already got these. You can't change your number." So I couldn't. I was kind of stuck with 94, but I like what I got. But yeah, the single digits. I don't know what it is about them. They think they just look cool, I guess. Just look cool. I've always wanted one, but I mean, I guess I'll never have one.
Because Good went to number 2.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And it seems like that it's part of the recruiting ploy now. Guys bargain for single-digit numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know it definitely has been a rage. I mean, even a couple of our numbers, we got multiple people at one number. I mean, Siller and G are at number 2, and then Higgs and Al-Tariq are at number 5. So, I mean, the single digits are all the rage. And, I mean, I wish I could get my hands on one, but it's not going to happen.
What have you learned about Robert off the field, Robert Marr, since he came to Purdue?
Well, he's really shown that he's a good leader. He's a good leader for our guys. He really understands he's quarterbacked at Miami before, and he knows what it takes to be successful, and he knows that as a quarterback he has to be a leader, and I've really seen a lot of good leadership out of him.
Did you ever Google his name to find out like his history at Miami, or did you prefer the, if you have questions, you just kind of ask him yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I never really Googled him or anything like that. I've just talked to him if I've ever asked him anything about him, and ultimately I haven't really talked to him about it, just because it's a non-issue to me now, because it's a non-issue for him because he's at Purdue now, and he's been a great leader and he's been a great teammate and a great addition to our team.
How do you guys stop the run better this year?
Well, just being gap sound, and I think tackling. Coach Oates talked about it throughout the couple of days here, and I think that'll be a big thing for us. If you look at games like Northern Illinois last year, we tackled very poorly, and that ultimately led to our demise. So we need to tackle better and just be more gap sound and be more physical up front.
How do you want to be remembered here at Purdue after this year?
I want to be remembered as a guy who always gave it his all every Saturday and was a difference maker for the program. And when you think of Purdue football, that I'm brought up in the conversation. That's ultimately what I want to be remembered as, and be remembered as a guy who was part of the resurgence of Purdue football and was a key member in the rejuvenation of the program.
Thank you, Ryan. Okay.
What do you take away from the experience you went through last season with it being the first year under Coach Hope?
Well, we've taken away a lot of things, really. I mean, we know that now we got to win the turnover margin to win our games. You know, we turned the ball over too much last year and didn't force enough turnovers on defense. And also, we got to tackle better, because those were our three biggest detriments early in the season. We didn't force enough turnovers. We gave up the ball too many times, and we didn't tackle well enough. So we really learned that. We've really earmarked those things in the offseason and have really focused on getting better at those three things.
And with last year being able to get wins against programs such as Ohio State and Michigan, what do you feel that that ultimately did like for you and your teammates in terms of confidence?
Well, the Ohio State game sure gave us a lot of confidence. You could feel a different swagger about ourselves at the next week of practice after that game. You know, it was like we went into games like knowing we were going to win. It was a great feeling, and we need to have a confidence like that right off the bat from this year.
And just when you look at opening the season against a team like Notre Dame, just what would it mean to, you know, be able to get a win in that environment and, you know, kind of go get off to that fast start that you're leading to?
Oh, it's huge. It'd be huge. You know, we've had September 4th marked on our calendar since the day our season ended last year. We can't wait for the game, and it's gonna be a great atmosphere up in South Bend at 3:30 on NBC. It's gonna be a great atmosphere, and I can't wait to be a part of it.